There's something a little strange about the opening of Parshas Bechukosai. As the Pasuk tells us very famously, Im Bechukosai Telechu, V'es Mitzvosai Tishmeru, V'asisem Osam. If you will walk in the ways of my statutes, if you will observe my mitzvos, and you will do them. If you think about it, there seems to be something unnecessarily repetitive at the end of the Pasuk. If we say someone is Shomer Mitzvos, what we mean is that he, she, they are doing the mitzvos. Right? That's the way we use the term. So what does it mean, Tishmeru V'asisem Osam? Etz Mitzvosai Tishmeru V'asisem Osam. Obviously, if a person is Mitzvosai Tishmeru, if a person is observing the mitzvos, then obviously V'asisem Osam, he or she is doing them. Why the need for the double language? Moreover, how does any of that relate to the initial phrase of the Pasuk, Im Bechukosai Telechu, which also seems to be talking about mitzvos, and therefore makes the whole second half of the Pasuk seemingly redundant? Let's leave that second question for a moment, and we'll get back to that hopefully. Or Rav Levi Yitzchak Berdichev, Halaga Kedushas Halevi, he addresses this question in his Sefer, and he says the following. He suggests very brilliantly and creatively that the word Tishmeru in our Pasuk should be understood as being similar to the very famous Pasuk which tells us about Yaakov Avinu in Sefer Bereishis in Perek Lamed Zayin when he heard what was going on with his sons, Va'aviv Shamar Es Hadavar. Shamar Es Hadavar, similar to Tishmeru. And what does that mean that Yaakov was Shamar Es Hadavar? He heard of, he knew about the quarreling of his sons. Says Rashi there in Bereishis, Mamtin Umitzapeh Matay Yiskayem. He was already waiting and anticipating when something would happen. He knew something was coming, and he was already anticipating it. In other words, the word shamar can also mean a kind of hope, expectation, or desire. It says of Levi Yitzchak, therefore, in our context as well, the phrase es mitzvosai tishmeru actually does not refer to observing mitzvos in the sense of performing, but rather refers to a person's desire to do mitzvos even before the person has done the actual mitzvah. You get rewarded, as the continuation of the psukim at the beginning of our parsha say, Im chukosai telechu, if you do the mitzvah, Hashem promises all sorts of reward. You get rewarded, says Rav Levi Yitzchak, not only for the performance of mitzvos, but even, as mitzvosai tishmeru, even for the desire, the genuine will and ratzon, wanting to do the mitzvah, the desire to do the mitzvah, is worthy of reward in and of itself. Says Rav Levi Yitzchak, we might think that that chiddush, that you get rewarded for your desire to do a mitzvah, is only true if you actually did the mitzvah, and then you'll get rewarded twice, not only for doing the mitzvah, for desiring it. But says Rav Levi Yitzchak, that is true, but it actually is more than that. As the Gemara in Kiddushin says on Daf Mem Amar Aleph, when it comes to people doing mitzvos, Machshava Tova HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzarfa L'maisa. Hashem actually gives a person reward, and combines the reward for doing the mitzvah with even the reward that a person deserves just for wanting to do the mitzvah. And the Gemara in its continuation, based on a pasuk in the Navi Malachi, says this refers to even a person, afilu chashav adam lasos mitzvah venenas velo asa, ma'ala v'kasav k'ilu asa. It even refers to a person who didn't do the mitzvah. He genuinely wanted to do the mitzvah. He genuinely had a desire to do the mitzvah. But, for whatever reason, wasn't able, lamaisa, to do the mitzvah. Says the Gemara, a person will still get rewarded for the desire to do the mitzvah, even if they didn't actually successfully complete that task. In light of this, says Rav Levi Yitzchak, says the Kedushas Levi, that's what our pasuk means. Kolomar, b'im shetachshavu lasos mitzvosai, Hashem is telling us here, if you wanted to do a mitzvah, afal pish enatem osin adayin, even if you haven't even done it yet, azay v'asisem osam. That's the continuation. You get rewarded not only for the tishmeru, but then the conclusion of the pasuk, v'asisem osam, we view it, v'asisem osam, as if you did it. Once you get to tishmeru, you want to do it, you already get credit, as if you did it, va'asisam osam. Perush, shetitchashev be'einai, God says, it'll be viewed in my eyes, kilu asitam osam, as if you did it. Lefisha machshava tova, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarfa l'maisa, v'zeho va'asisam osam. What an incredible, incredible chiddush. We get rewarded for our desires to do a good thing, even if in the end we didn't do it. That's already a Gemara. Rav Levi Yitzchak beautifully and creatively reads that into the second half of our pasuk. Now Rav Levi Yitzchak turns his attention to the first half, which was the second question we asked, which is how does any of this relate to the opening of the pasuk, Im Bechukosai Telechu. Says Kedushas Levi, if you get rewarded for just wanting to do a mitzvah, but certainly all the more so, Kal v'chomer, you're going to get rewarded for doing a mitzvah. Says Rav Levi Yitzchak, it's further than that. If you actually do a mitzvah with the right intent, that is such an incredible thing, that such a mitzvah catapults you, as it were, to the next level so that you want to do even more mitzvos and then more mitzvos and more mitzvos. It becomes self-perpetuating. As the Mishnah in Perkei Avos says, mitzvah gereres mitzvah. Each time you do a mitzvah with the right kavanos and you really fulfill the mitzvah, you get catapulted to such a level that you want to do even more mitzvos, which take you to another level to do even more mitzvos. That's why, says Rav Levi Yitzchak, a tzaddik, a person who's growing, is referred to as a mahalach, someone who's walking, because they're going from one level to the next. Each time you do a genuine mitzvah, it catapults you to the next level. He creatively suggests that this is also the explanation of the famous teaching in the Gemara Masechet Nida, Daf Ayin Gimel, Kalashona halachos v'choyom muftachu liolam haba. Person who studies halacha every day, guaranteed they're going to live a life virtuous and worthy of olam haba. A beautiful teaching in and of itself. But says Rav Lev Yitzchak, with a creative Hasidic spin, don't read kol hashona halachos, any person who learns halacha every day, but rather shonem yilashon sheyishane b'chol yom, that you change every day. A person who's not only observing halacha, keeping mitzvos, but grows from that mitzvah, because they genuinely did the mitzvah with such pure desire and actually fulfilled the mitzvah, didn't just want, but actually fulfilled the mitzvah. The impact of such an activity is not only that you did a mitzvah, but sheyishane, that you grew from the mitzvah, you changed and reached a higher level. So says Rav Lev Yitzchak, that's what the Gemara is telling you. A person who's sheyishane b'chol yom, a person who's not only doing mitzvos, but growing and changing from day to day, that person for sure is going to be getting to the next level. So now we understand the pasuk. Im b'chukosai teilechu. If you really, really did a mitzvah, teilechu, you're going to be going, you're going to be running from level to level to level. Sheyishane b'chol yom, you're changing each day. And then, second half of the pasuk, where it says, "Es motzosai tishmeru," that's talking about if you didn't do the mitzvah, but you wanted to do it, it's still counted as if you did it, vasisa mosam.